אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam.
בספר הזוהר אנחנו ממשיכים.
And we'll be reading from the article The Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 47.
וכאמור,
item 47. In Parzuf Nefesh, which one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and observes Torah and mitzvot with a desired aim, he purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive in him. And to that extent, builds the dot of Ruach into a Parzuf. And by performing the 248 mitzvot to do with intention, the dot expands through its 248 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 mitzvot not to do, the dot expands through its 365 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the Sfira of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiya, which extends to him a greater light from En Sof, called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body. And all the items of the still, vegetative and animate in the world of Asiya, related to the level of Tiferet, aid one's Parzuf of Ruach to receive the lights from the Sfira Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above concerning the lights of Nefesh, the light of Nefesh. Because of this, it is called vegetative of Kedusha. The nature of its light is like the corporeal vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. Likewise, the spiritual light of vegetative already has enough strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in Parzuf Ruach. Each of them manifests the power of action related to that organ. Also, with the emergence of Parzuf Ruach, the dot of the degree above it emerged from it, a dot of the light of Neshama, which dresses in its internality.
Yes.
Ken.
You ended 47. Are there any questions? No, I think not. Why don't you read it again?
Again,
item 47. In Parzuf Nefesh, which one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and observes Torah and mitzvot with a desired aim, he purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive in him. And to that extent, builds the dot of Ruach into a Parzuf. And by performing the 248 mitzvot to do with intention, the dot expands through its 248 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 mitzvot not to do, The dot expands through its 365 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the sphera of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiya, which extends to him a greater light from En Sof called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body. And all the items of the still vegetative and animate in the world of Asiya, related to the level of Tiferet, aid one's partsuf of Ruach to receive the lights from the Sfira Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above, concerning the light of Nefesh. Because of this, it is called vegetative of Kedusha. The nature of its light is like the corporeal vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. Likewise, the spiritual light of vegetative already has enough strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in Partsuf Ruach. Each of them manifests the power of action related to that organ. Also, with the emergence of Partsuf Ruach, the dot of the degree above it emerged from it, a dot of the light of Neshama, which dresses in its internality.
Yes. Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. When we read the Sfirot and Patsufim in terms of new students, we don't know how to approach these things. How is it correct to read them, and with what intention?
Simple. Hear how a person that learns what he needs to know, how it's opened up before him. Of course, you don't know about the upper worlds. You're not connected with them. You don't feel them. But nevertheless, schematically, you need to know. Five worlds, five sefirot in each world, etc. And that's enough. If you see it this way schematically, that people who are capable of being in corrections already rise in the degrees of correction and reveal the Creator from higher and higher degrees that are closer to Him.
Thanks.
Ken.
In the last few items, he depicts the person's advancement in spirituality. He starts from still of Kedusha, holy still, where we need to perform actions with no intention, just physically, and gradually we go to bringing contentment. Where is the entrance to spirituality? In the still, in the vegetative, or maybe even in continuation?
He starts from a point, from the point. What did we read earlier?
We earlier read development in vegetative, but before that we learned about the domem, the holy still, where a person did not need to aim in order to bestow, but the actions themselves progressed him to spirituality.
Well, but he starts in item 47, that the partsuf nefesh is one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot without the intention, There's already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there.
Yes, that is clear. It's unclear to me where is the point of the entrance to spirituality already, where we are beyond the barrier, what we call a barrier, in the light of Nefesh or already in the light of Ruach.
In the light of Ruach.
Yes.
The process of development that he depicts here, it's something that happens to a single person, or does it happen to all of humanity?
No,
this is personal.
Another question. Is there a possibility to choose? Can I say, this is enough, I want to remain here?
No.
So if we begin this process, we have no choice. This creator simply...
No one has a choice. No one has a choice. Because also our desires, according to which you say, I want or don't want, they too come from above.
Okay, but yes.
Okay, but if it's something personal, is there other people where this just passes through them quickly and other people where it passes through them slower?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, Tzvika.
I have a question. When we read such a thing, does it show us work in the tens? So I want to ask you a question about this, whether it's work in the tens.
Let's say yes.
He says that the mitzvot that you do with no intention, by observing the 248 mitzvot to do with intention, the dot expands, and by observing the 365 mitzvot not to do, the dot expands through its tendons. So the question is, what is to do and not to do according to this excerpt? What is permissible to do in the ten, and what is impermissible to do in the ten?
See what's written in these mitzvot.
It is written that the 248 mitzvot to do with intention. What are these mitzvot to do with intention? What are the mitzvot with intention? Maybe through that we can understand what's written here.
With intentions means that you're doing a certain action, that you're not just performing it just like that, like you were taught, but rather you're doing it with intention, that you want by this to attain the next degree.
Can you give an example so we can understand what's being discussed in the 10? What is this mitzvah where they say do it with an intention? What can we do with an intention in the 10? One of the examples, what can we do that we need to do?
I don't know what to tell you. What's before you?
Friends, 10.
No. To do.
Yeah, what should we do in a positive manner? To do means positive. So what can we do in the 10, which is positive, in the lesson, toward the friends?
Connection?
Only connection. What is the act of connection that you do in the
10?
When you connect with them in corporeality, the fact that you're together in the lesson, and now you want to reach a certain spiritual ascent. That is, what's before you, to rise from the degree of nefesh that you're in, to the degree of Ruach.
And what is forbidden for me to do in the 10? We're not allowed to do, just like in every place. Look at what he says. He says that through the observance of the 365 mitzvot not to do, the dot expands through its tendons. So if I do something bad in the tendon, it's as if you do something bad. Is something bad?
Yes, of course.
Bad spreads. So can you think of this example? What harm could I cause in the ten, in the middle of a lesson, which is considered damage?
To tear the connection.
What does that mean, to tear the connection during the lesson, for instance?
That you now are taking the ten out of the ability to rise in the connection between them in a higher manner.
So how can I prevent that? Is it seen to the scornful or disturbing?
As usual.
I interfere with them. I'm just sitting quietly. What do I do that I interfere with someone? What should a person understand in that, that he, with his behavior, is disturbing the friends?
That he comes out of his intentions, of his feelings, in the middle of the lesson, from the general inclination of his group.
So the friends don't feel that. It's something internal that each one feels.
Could be.
And then we need to return ourselves to the correct intention.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Oren.
It
is written here that in each degree there is a point from a higher degree. How can a person detect that point?
After he did everything on the degree he's in, he feels what belongs to the higher degree. And he feels.
He feels it as a point.
Yes.
And then he needs to increase it.
He needs to connect to it.
What does it mean to increase it?
Let's say to grow it.
Ken.
Yes.
במעבר בין דומם לצומח
in the transition from still to vegetative
הרצונות
the desires
כאילו
the inner desires
הרצונות שהאדם מזדהה איתם
meaning those desires that a person identifies with as those which progress him to spirituality, there is this revolution where the person reveals that the environment has this ruach. He comes to the lesson, he comes to the yeshivat chaverim, the gathering of friends, and then he sees that he's got this presence outside of himself. He thought that these desires were within him. And then he progresses. And he wants to be in the spiritual environment outside of himself all the time. Is that the inversion or revolution between the, is that the transition between the still and the vegetative?
According to what I understand from the process, a person at some point, the Creator decides that he deserves to receive the light of Nefesh. He fills him with the light of Nefesh. A person is in equivalence of form with the Creator in the light of Nefesh, vivikut in the light of Nefesh, and then a person decides that he has to go to the degree of Ruach. That action of rising from light of Nefesh to light of Ruach, he calls it a person purifying himself. What does a person need to purify if he's in vivikut, in adhesion, and in equivalence of form with the Creator in the light of Nefesh? What does he purify?
He starts depicting the Ruach. In the action of equivalence of form of nefesh, he worked on himself and reached equivalence of form with what stood before him completely. Yes. Now what does it mean that it comes before him? He's in equivalence of form before the Creator. The Creator gives him all he can receive, and he receives it for the benefit of the Creator. What is it now called? That there's something new that comes that causes him to be in impurity, and he needs to purify, refine himself. What is it called that the point of Ruach is now revealed in him?
That there reveals to him this point of the desire, which is a desire to receive, and he needs to sanctify it in order to bestow, to use it in order to bestow in all of his Naran Chai.
But how does a person who is in equivalence of form and in purity in the light of Nefesh, how does he feel that he needs to purify himself, meaning to truly emerge completely from the feeling of the light of Nefesh and to enter something new? It's like something that's incomprehensible.
What does it mean, incomprehensive? It illuminates to him from afar this point from the light of Ruach.
And that point is so great towards the person that it attracts him and erases everything he had before?
It is great.
It's like a big fish that's eating all the small fish from before?
Yes.
All
in all.
Yes, sorry.
How does he crown this point upon himself?
He
starts working on its desire of that point, which from the light of Ruach, from the degree of the light of Ruach, and he is ready to erase what it demands, to do what it demands in every way. He's willing to do anything. Yes.
When a person works with the light of Nefesh, it's like it wasn't difficult for him to engage in Torah and Mitzvot because it was not intentionally. He kind of had it in order to receive somewhat there, some knowledge and mindfulness in it. Now when some light of Ruach came, it becomes difficult. And the person needs to strengthen, meaning he doesn't have the forces to engage in Torah and Mitzvot like before.
No.
Yes, well.
Because now he needs to work with the desirable intention. Beforehand, he didn't have to work with the intention. Now with the intention, we need to strengthen. That is, we need to engage in some kind of overcoming to work in this. Where do we take the forces to strengthen and continue to engage in Torah?
From above. We receive them from above.
Also, in the previous article, it turns out that all our work is in above reason. Every advancement, every movement, even the smallest of them, is only above reason. There's no movement in our mind or understandings. How do we choose above reason all the time?
In intellect, in understanding, in everything that I have, I go above it.
What can I rely upon when I go above reason?
Only with the help of the Creator.
In Shamati, there is, I think, Shamati 43, I thank you for the grace that you've done with me, and from this I take the forces to be certain about the grace that your future to, in the future, about to do with me. So is this kind of the recognition a person has to be with the past and the gratitude that he has, that he's here, and he was shown the point in the heart, and he was put in such an environment, and from that to take the forces for the future?
Yes.
Thank you.
תודה רב. בהמשך לזה אולי,
Maybe to continue that, the desirable intention is the desirable result?
The desirable intention, let's say yes.
Because it's like, when we come to the lesson, we incorporate in the lesson, in the articles, the questions of the friends. What's the desirable result from this? Meaning the desirable result should be revealed in the ten in some way, eventually?
Gradually, yes.
How, in what way?
Not in the first degree or in the first lesson or how you put it. It takes time. Until there is incorporation between people.
That's clear, but we come here every day. I can come in a way where I sit here, hear the questions and kind of somewhere I'm with myself, or I can come and demand a certain desirable result towards the ten. So what is the desirable result eventually that I need to see in the ten? What? More connection, or seeing the friends more connected?
You need to see them more connected, more related to the degree that you wish to reach.
Thank you.
Okay. Next.
Item
48. And by engaging in the secrets of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot, he purifies the animate part of his will to receive, and to that extent builds the point of the soul dressed in him in its 248 organs and 365 tendons. When it's construction is completed and it becomes a partsuf, it rises and dresses the Sfira Bina in the spiritual world of Asiya. This vessel is much purer than the first vessels, Tiferet and Malchut. Hence, it transfers to it a great light from Ein Sof, called the light of Neshama. All the items of still vegetative and animate in the world of Asiya, related to the level of Bina, aid and serve one's partsuf of Neshama to receive all its lights from the Sfira Bina, as has been explained about the light of Nefesh. It is also called animate of Kedusha, because it corresponds to the purification of the animate part of man's body. So is the nature of its light, as has been explained about the corporeal animate in item 37, which gives a sensation of individuality to each of the 613 organs of the partsuf, so each of them feels alive and free without any dependency on the rest of the partsuf. At last, it discerned that its 613 organs are 613 partsufim, unique in their light, each in its own way. The advantage of this light over the light of Ruach in spirituality is the advantage of the animate over the still and vegetative in corporeality. And there's also a dot from the light of Chaya of Kedusha, which is the light of the Sfira Chochma, with the emergence of Partsuf Neshama, and dresses in its internality.
No.
What tzvika?
They're not asking, so I'll ask. Tell me, is there a chance that we'll understand what's written? I didn't understand anything. It's like Chinese, but really. How do I take these things? I hear, I read, we read. What am I supposed to understand from this whole story here? What do we need to do in this lesson?
That light comes from above, and it gives to the vessels an ability to feel and to absorb more than what they had earlier.
What do you mean? When you say such a sentence, it's an explosive sentence. It's great, but what does it mean? It's like I'm sitting here and I'm saying to you, look, I'm reading, I'm sitting at other people, so they're looking. I'm not sure where each is, but altogether, they don't understand what's happening here and there. You understand from the studies, but what really are we supposed to think when you read such a thing? It's hard. There's a to connect maximally to the reforming light. Maximum. What for that? What do I need to do?
We need to yearn to reach a state where we can do something for the Creator's benefit.
What is that something for the Creator? When you say it's like a riddle for me, what is that something?
I don't know. I still don't know.
What do I need to feel in order to reach him?
It's written here in the book what I need to do in what I can bring contentment to the Creator.
Exactly. How do I bring him contentment? By sitting here in the lesson with my tent?
That too.
Okay, wonderful. I sat here, we all sit here, an hour here, one there, more or less. Everyone falling asleep on their chair. What do I do here maximally to advance and give a push? What do I need to do, really, internally, externally? What do you recommend? What did you do? Maybe it'll help us understand what we need to do.
You didn't do anything other than as much as I understood that is written in the book.
All right, okay, so you understood. So what did you do once you understood? What did Rav Lightman do? Well, in our age. But I'm trying to understand. What did you do more than what we did? What are we missing? More of what you did.
Just wanting to understand what is demanded of us.
I understand what the Creator wants of us, but how do I do it? I know, He wants us to bring Him contentment, He wants us to nullify once and He wants and wants.
That you will be ready to receive something from His desire toward you and to observe it.
What's the observance here?
I don't know. First reach a state that you want to feel. What does he want from me?
But altogether, I know from the what's written, to nullify before the friend, to bestow, not to be in response. I know.
Well,
but let's say, what can be common in the ten, that we will do some kind of common work in the ten, which if we do this in the ten, that we will do the maximum for the ten towards, let's say, contentment to the Creator.
Do that in a circle between you.
How?
Do that in a circle between you.
What does that mean?
In a circle.
Yes, what do we need to do in this circle?
Meaning everyone, the whole group, the whole ten, needs to try to connect and to make a connection and to be as one body toward the Creator, and that they will want Him to bestow to them what He wants, that He will see them in a certain state that is more correct, that they will come closer to Him.
How do we come closer? This is the thing that we always ask. This is what I'm asking. How do I come closer to the 10 more than what we've done so far?
Today you want to be connected to the Creator together more than yesterday. If yesterday you were connected between yourselves in this single, in 1 kilogram of force, so today in 2 kilograms of strength.
What does it depend on to add that 1 kilo?
In your desire.
Only in our desire?
Yes, that you will yearn for the Creator to connect you in such a way.
I understood. Okay, we'll try.
Simpler. The better and more correct.
Ken.
It'll turn out.
About what Tzvika just asked. What did you do more? And you said, I didn't do anything. That was the first answer. The thing is that when we enter into that feeling of I want, and then in the end, such a desire to receive and such a belly filled from wanting, and I never knew how to bridge that feeling. The feeling of this big desire, and in the end, it's all just for the desire to receive because it's so filled with that wanting. So how can you bridge this desire?
No. You need to depict yourself in the desire to bestow with all the friends that you embrace and are standing before the Creator, and you want to be connected so much that the Creator will see you as one body, with no differences among yourselves. And that body, to that body, he will send whatever needs to fill them.
Because by default, from wanting so much, at least that's how I feel, to such height and such, it brings me so much up and then I crash so much below. That's what happens usually.
I don't see where we are in height. No. What height? We are below and we want the Creator to pay attention to us and to show our desire to be serving him, and then we will connect in whatever way possible, and we will observe whatever he wants from us.
Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
How is the ascent above reason causing salvation for a person from himself?
Ascent means that he improves in his qualities, in the intentions to bestow that he has. That is called ascent.
And what gives him the ability?
That he wants to bestow to the Creator. He asks for forces, desires, intentions, thoughts, and with all that, he comes out with all that to the friends, connects with them as much as they want. And then with those forces, he rises to the Creator.
Can
I ask another question? In the work in the 10, what is this incorporation to reach a state that there's no difference between me and the friend?
There's no difference between you and the friend. I cannot say. What does it mean that there is no difference? There is a difference, that you are two and not one.
I'm talking about the lack, meaning to clothe on the lack of the friend, to be in his vessels. It connects actually above reason. But what is to acquire a lack of a friend, this incorporation?
The deficiency of the friend is that I also want to reach what he wants to reach. And that deficiency, I want to acquire it. Certainly, I will never acquire his desire. But my desire, my deficiency, is that we can resemble the friend's deficiency.
Can we say that in that state a person breaches the boundary of his nature? He breaches out of his boundaries?
Why?
Because he's no longer in his vessels.
Why is he no longer in his vessels?
If I acquired the lack of a friend and clothed in it, it becomes one lack.
No, you receive that in your deficiency. In your deficiency. There are all kinds of integrations and all kinds of things, but the deficiency remains your own deficiency. Okay. Yes. Quickly.
He writes here in the Partsuf of Nefesh, he talked about the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot unintentionally and then in vegetative. The engagement in Torah and Mitzvot has to do with intention. And then when he moves to the next degree, he talks about the engagement with the secrets of the Torah and the flavors of the Mitzvot. What is that process that we go through in the corrections?
We need to feel that on ourselves.
Can we try to understand those qualities, the transition from vegetative to animal? Can we describe this in words and how this works on us?
No, it's better if we each attain it, each one. Each one according to when he is worthy.
Okay, maybe a question before that. We said that in Nefesh, the light that fills a person is the, like the vitality, the breath or something. And in vegetative, how could you describe that filling, the difference between this filling and that filling?
I didn't understand again.
In the light of Nefesh, when we feel filling, we feel it in the desires in a certain way, or the intention in a certain way. And then there's the transition to the intention itself, which is in the vegetative. What's the difference in the feeling?
I'll tell you the difference in the feeling. Is it possible to pass it on?
What's the difference in the feeling of the intention? What, before that I had the strength to do all kinds of things without thinking or concerning, and now every action I have to do with intention, is it like more the direction?
Yes.
And then after I have the intention, let's say now I'm on the degree of animate, what do I add? Now I have the intention, and then what? What do I add?
You see what you need to add. I don't understand why you are asking about things that are in front of you that you have not felt in any way.
Okay.
Wait till it'll come and we'll reveal to you at least a little bit. Okay. Okay, so
woman have one.
תודה רב. זה נשמע שיש איזושהי מין הדרגתיות כזאת, שבהתחלה אדם מתאר את בחינת הדומם של הרצון לקבל שלו, ואחרי זה הוא צריך לעבור לתאר את בחינת הצומח על ידי קיום מצוות. כן. מה זה המצוות האלה שצריך להתחיל לקיים?
מידות הקשר שבין כולם.
The extent of connection between everyone.
איך למדים אותם? זה מתוך היחסים בינינו.
How do we learn them? It's out of the relations between us.
יש שלב שאדם מבין שהוא
צריך. Is there a place where a person knows where he can work in his vegetative part?
כן, הוא מבין.
Yes, Rav says he understands. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы несколько раз сегодня сказали о том, что мы становимся как одно тело.
You said today a few times about the matter of when we become as one body with the friends in the tent. And we learn before the Creator. How does that work? In a single moment that we need to condition ourselves in a thought, or how does it work? Rav. That's the Creator who does it to you from above.
Technically, how do we, from our side, help in the best way?
To be ready for that in which we all connect in His desire, in one goal.
And we try to do this each time in measures and the lessons, each time, but something's not succeeding. Meaning, nevertheless, each of us wants something of his own. We don't want enough, or...
Но еще не пришло.
No, gradually it does work out. But it still has not reached such a degree that we will feel it in our sensation.
Надо сделать акцент именно на том, чтобы как бы желания были похожи между нами.
So now we have to put an emphasis on the desires being similar between us. Or will they be more focused upon the Creator? Where do we have to put an emphasis in order to hasten the process?
That your desires will resemble one another, yes. We build the prayer every day, and we try to build this common intention, this common lack. So is it more correct to focus on one thing or to simply connect different desires of the friends? One thing. What is important for us today? Let us finish with that.
Thank you to Rav, and we have two announcements. Announcement about our next convention. Dear friends, we're happy to let you know about our next World Kabbalah Convention that will take place. Open your calendars and write them down. May 18th and 19th, 2024, Saturday, Sunday. The main convening will take place in the center in Petah Tikva, and friends from the Israeli Kli are invited to participate. Sadly, because of the security situation in Israel, we cannot invite or host friends from around the world. Therefore, we are recommending with warmth start organizing yourselves for local and regional gatherings. For example, in Turkey, the friends already rented a hall for a big mirror convention, and it's the same in other European and South America, Russia, etc. So turn to your department heads and start getting ready to get ready for this next degree of connection between us. Our broadcast schedule for today, Friday, we're going to go down now for the hummus meal at 11:10, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah. At noon, the afternoon lesson. At 2:30 p.m., the meal. And we'll conclude with a song.
Adam Shemuli Mamash Kamoni האדם שמולי נרגש כמוני האדם שמולי נושם כמוני
שסנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך